It's time.
Now it is our job to report the news.
The big-ass giant world news.
The revolution will be broadcast.
On the Billy Madison Show, number 5.
Adidas bans the number 44, Nord's favorite number, on German soccer jerseys over concerns it resembles the Nazi SS symbol.
What?
I know you were upset about it.
How does that represent it?
Because the way the numbers are or something. I don't know.
Right there.
Oh, that doesn't look like a... That doesn't.
Doesn't
I don't
it
mind.
Look like force?
It looks like lightning bolts.
That. Okay. Well, that's,
wow.
Right?
Really? You know nothing about history?
You don't act like you don't know about the lightning bolts, yeah. Brother.
What about the lightning bolts? What happened?
Stop it.
I didn't mean
it's like
it.
A common thing with the SS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lightning bolts.
Derek, this is the number 4 on the jerseys.
Dude, okay, definitely got to get rid of that.
Yeah, for sure.
It looks like a lightning bolt.
Run that back, though, because Nard was like, that doesn't look like SS. That just looks like two lightning bolts.
It did.
As if that wasn't the racist thing.
I didn't know that was a racist thing.
Yep.
I was just saying.
Oh, you did, brother.
I didn't know that.
In his defense, he thought Memphis was in the state of Chicago.
He did.
That was the whole break that we just had.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
Chicago
was
a state.
And he thinks every state should be labeled ST first.
Yeah.
That way we know their states. Like anybody has problems with that.
I feel like they do.
No. Just you, brother.
There's
just you.
Some dumb girl out there that thought the same thing.
Oh, you're the dumb boy that does.
Right.
You're a big dumb boy.
Look at you, you big dumb girl.
Yep, so Adidas is now banned, number 44 on
I think that's
jerseys.
A good move, especially with the German.
Very
you know.
Good move.
Big-ass giant world news, number 4.
Horrifying moment, like American tourist dies when a 5-ton bull elephant chases down a safari truck for a half a mile before charging.
Yeah, this was, this is what you go on the safari for, right?
Yeah, but now
for this moment,
dead.
I know, but like that's the risk you take.
80-year-old woman died in the attack while traveling with 5 other tourists.
Yeah,
did they just throw her over so the elephant has? You know what I mean? It's like,
I don't know.
Somebody's got to go. She's the oldest.
Yeah, because usually that's what happens,
straw.
Right? The weakest gets left behind.
The game ranger suddenly stops the vehicle before the elephant swings right and attacks the safari truck.
I mean, I think this is. I know people think this might be bad for safaris, but I think it's actually good. Because, like, I think this is, like, you know, it adds a layer to the danger.
No, this is Jurassic Park.
Yep. I mean, this elephant, you see the video? Like, the elephant is, like, on a mission.
Yeah.
Like, he had beef with that truck. There was something that happened previously.
Look what the elephant did to the truck. It looks like Jurassic
damn.
World.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, that truck must have done something previously that it didn't realize.
What, I don't know.
That elephant had a problem with it.
It had some beef.
Yeah, because just the way that it hunted it down, like, I didn't know elephants acted like that.
Well, maybe the elephant was having a bad day.
Oh, maybe he just got broke up with.
It could be.
We don't ever think about that.
You
sometimes
never think,
elephants get dumped.
They could have just had a bad day.
Mm-hmm. I watched the whole thing about this, you know, elephant wife, like, bitching at her husband, like, all the time. And he was just the most depressed elephant to ever live. Just sad all day.
Isn't that weird?
Knows if he was really sad, but he looks sad because he's a big fat elephant.
That's so funny because he was getting bitched at by his elephant wife.
Yeah. I mean, she would like whoop his ass and stuff. And you could tell she was like yelling at him, like, where are the kids? You could just see the argument happening. Like, I felt like I knew exactly what was being said.
Can I take a nap?
Yeah. Oh, you're never going to lead us to water. I think it was a drought, too. So.
Oh, that makes...
That didn't help. Oh, my God. You had a drought in there? Ooh.
Oh, that's got to be really bad.
Yeah.
It's a bull elephant. That must be the dude one.
Tudorowski.
That's just wants to. Maybe he's trying to get the truck pregnant. Who knows?
Big-ass giant world news number 3.
Doctors warn narrow stool when you have a skinny turd.
Yep.
Could be a sign of colon cancer.
Oh, that's,
and they're saying that the shape of your turd says a lot about you.
I think it's good, though, they put that info out there. That way people, you know, because for whatever reason, people will not get their colons checked. And it's one of those.
There's 7 types of turds. Did you know that?
Off top of my head, I'll be honest, no. I couldn't have told you that.
If you have, like, you know, it looks like deer poop, you're constipated.
You're
going to
run them down?
Yeah, they're saying that... like a sausage or snake, smooth and soft, normal, and should happen every 1 to 3 days.
Man.
And it says here, like a sausage with cracks on its surface, normal. That's a great-looking turd is the way they described it.
That's a, okay. That's that, a beautiful turd.
Man, that's a great-looking turd you got right there.
Uh-huh.
Gross.
Big Ass Giant World News number 2.
The reason your dog tries to open the door when you're in the bathroom, they're just showing that they're truly a loyal companion.
Oh, I thought it was because they had to take a dump.
Yeah. No, if your dog exhibits this behavior, you should feel the same way too.
They feel like we're vulnerable and they want to protect us.
Now, she began to welcome the furry friend. You know, your dog follows you into the bathroom for additional protection since they view you as a member of the pack. Hmm. So they're trying to protect you as you're taking your dump.
Yeah.
Just like they look at you to protect them when they're taking a dump. Yep.
Do they?
Yeah, because and, we're standing next to them.
And number one, shocking video shows toddler vaping and coughing as they exhale in front of a group of adults. Another one of these.
Damn.